All right, it was good to get out here, dust them off this morning. We'll practice in this afternoon. Get a chance to get outside on the grass a little bit and a little offense versus defense. And we'll open it up. You know, we just want to introduce them to the offense, defense, and special teams. Get out here, teach them how we practice. Get an evaluation on some guys, some tryout guys who come in. Those guys are always chomping at the bit, and give them an opportunity.
For a quarterback in particular, you drafted a quarterback, what can he take from, you know, sort of a three-day cram?
Yeah, really you have a chance to just teach him install one, introduce him to the system, so to speak, so he's familiar with how we adjust things. Maneuver through the playbook, fundamentals are big. Talk to him today's day and age about how we get away from center, how we seat the ball, just different things fundamentally. But a lot of stuff under center for him.
Were you able to get him the playbook before this, or did his first look at it is these 3 days?
You know, he may have had a chance early on to get his hands on it a little bit. Sometimes you introduce them during the process. Like down in Indianapolis, you may take them through some things and see if they can spit it back to you, but really he's been hands-on here with it.
It's such a, you know, seemingly simple thing, but how does he do with the under center? He probably hasn't done that in a long time.
He had some training going into Indianapolis and in the off season to get ready for the workouts, so you could see that it that definitely paid off for him. That helped him, so he's familiar and he's worked at it. But he had a good start.
Coach, three of the draft picks are already signed and locked in. How important was it to get that process out of the way?
That's something I'm not really concerned about. I just want them out here on the field and focus on their football.
Ingram, not known for his blocking on his receiving, his big asset. Are you comfortable using him all the time in 11 personnel, being the only tight end?
You know, we can't hold against him what he's been asked to do in a previous offense. You know, we have to develop him as we go along and see what he can handle, see what he's comfortable with, and see how we can push him to grow, being comfortable, being uncomfortable. And we're going to start where we start, where we finish, maybe two different things.
Is the blocking, is that going to be the biggest key for him to get playing time?
No, everything's different. Everything's going to be a challenge. He's coming from more of a spread-type offense. He was off the ball a ton. We'll have him play off the ball a little bit. We won't just have him out there in 11 personnel. We'll mix him in. But special teams will be big for him. That'll be big early on. He has a chance to make an immediate impact there as he learns and grows on the offensive side.
You used your tight end in a fullback, H-back type role last year as well. Can you see him doing that as well?
Yeah, I don't know what an H-back is. You know, he'll play tight end for us, and we'll use him where he's comfortable and where he can grow.
Did his speed show up already, even in this little?
No, there was a jog through today. We didn't have any speed. We didn't have helmets on him yet. We'll do that this afternoon. But it was more just jogging, teaching, and learning.
How good of a pure pass catcher is he when you studied him, you know, going up and getting the ball, you know, running all the routes, things like that?
He has big hands. The biggest challenge for him is going to be this level, and especially here, is the timing and the rhythm of the quarterback. He has to time his routes up with the quarterback, not necessarily the quarterback timing up when he's open. So that's going to be different. The ball's going to get on him a lot quicker here than what he's used to, even on the downfield stuff. It's going to be a little bit of a learning curve there, but he does have nice, big, strong hands.
Is that with the spread offense, is that just when you take a guy from the spread like that, is it something you just have to factor in?
You know, it's even going from one team to another in this league, things are a little bit different. You know, every place you go, it's just magnified coming from college game to the pro game.
Ben, when you look at last season, and I think your tight ends had 3 combined touchdowns, can he make an immediate impact in that respect? He made a lot of explosive plays, obviously, in college, and I think he did have 8 touchdowns a year ago.
We'll see. We'll see how fast he develops and you know, how fast he grows, how fast he learns. And we think the sky's the limit. We feel the sky's the limit for him, but you know, we'll take it one day at a time.
How much time have you and your coaching staff spent the past 2 weeks or so after drafting, but trying to find ways him or utilize him? Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, we have a system of offense in place, and we can play any personnel group under the sun with that offense. We try to use the players to their strengths as best we can, and we will have something in place for him if he becomes a big factor for us on the offensive side of the ball as a rookie.
Do you think it's safe to say you'll mix up personnel more in 2017 than last year?
We'll know early on in the season.
Did you feel that you were lacking something last year that made it so you really couldn't change up personnel groups?
Well, again, every year is a new year. That was last year. This year will be a new year.
Anything else?
Tomlinson has an interesting background in different sports. I'm wondering if you think that agility helps him as a defensive lineman.
I think he's more athletic than he gets credit for. And, I think it's an advantage for guys coming out that have played different sports and haven't just been a one-sport guy.
Mark Grizzly said he's been playing some tight end on that side of the ball.
What's your thinking on that, and how did that come about?
Yeah, he's been working on offense for a couple years now. I heard he changed his number, but that doesn't impact anything.
Are you satisfied with the roster as it is right now?
Am I satisfied with the roster?
Yeah, do you think this is ready to go?
The scheme and the roster always are changing, every day.
Does the Patriots' decision to tender Blount change anything for you guys specifically? You've been kind of connected to him.
That's not a good question for me at this point.
Ben, when will you first get to see some of these rookie linemen really hit somebody?
When we put pads on.
So not for a while.
Not for a while.
Okay.
Got to be careful evaluating players running around in their underwear. All right. Thank you.